This is your KUTX Soundcheck.
This land is your land.
It seems South by Southwest left quite the impression on President Obama when he spoke at this year's festival, so much so that he's collaborated with South by Southwest producers to create his own festival. The White House's inaugural South by South Lawn happens on October 3rd of this year, and Obama and others working with the festival have booked quite the lineup for its first year, including Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Leonardo DiCaprio, the Lumineers, and the cast of Stranger Things. President Obama says the festival aims to celebrate, quote, that spirit of innovation at South by South Lawn, a White House festival of ideas, art, and action, end quote. Along with performances by Sharon Jones and the Lumineers, Leonardo DiCaprio will be screening his new documentary on climate change, featuring a score by Nine Inch Nails' Trent Reznor. Admission to the festival is based on nominations, with the White House seeking to bring in and celebrate those who have a positive impact on their communities. All the world is a joy knowing there is still new David Bowie music to be heard. Last Friday, a 12-album compilation box set was released that included Bowie's previously unheard 1974 album, The Goster. Many of the tracks from the album were later re-recorded and added to different albums, but now fans can listen to the album's seven tracks, including John, I'm Only Dancing and It's Gonna Be Me, in their original funk and soul form. The box set, Who Can I Be Now, 1974 to 1976, is on Spotify and Apple Music. The Goster begins on disc 4. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.